Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, Matt Siltala here alongside
Mr. Dave Rohr.
Dave Rohr, and I don't even have to hand it over to him because he is here in the studio again. We always love when this happens, and so I know that...
Once a year.
Yes, you guys are going to get this at least once a year, so... what we wanted to jump into today is fun. So I guess, just going off the official title of it, we're going to talk about audience data for SEO personas. And so, whether it's Twitter audiences, Google audience, Facebook audiences, all that fun stuff, I'm going to let Dave kind of just jump into it and we'll go from there.
Well, I think the first fun thing that you can do is go to adsettings.google.com. And I have it open for myself.
And we will give, just a reminder, we give everybody links to anything we talk about, so.
But I'm sure if you do ad personalization, Google or something, it'll probably take you to your own page. But I mean, it's got listed my age is right, let's see, auto vehicles, blues music, yes, American football, yes.
Is it kind of scary how accurate it is?
It's really general, like jazz, no, not so much. Horror films, not so much. Pop music, rap music, metal music. Yeah, I listen to most music.
Does it have beer on there anywhere?
I think it had bars, clubs, and nightlife.
Oh, okay, that works.
Close enough. Car rentals, yeah, because I book stuff online. Parenting, I do have children. TV reality shows, no, but I probably look up stuff for what because of what we do, yada.
Well, that's the point, because we want to talk about these for how to use them for SEO and content marketing.
Yep. Because I think there's a lot there. And, I mean, that's interesting. But there's also interesting, I think most people know this, but just in case, anytime you see an ad on Facebook, in the top little right, there's the little, the caret or reverse caret or something.
Yeah.
If you push down, it'll tell you why you're seeing that ad.
Right.
So it's interesting sometimes to be like, what in the world? And I've seen some really bad targeted ads where it was like, because you're in the U.S. and you like beer, you might want to come to this country on the other side of the world. It's like, that's a big leap for that person running the ad.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's also interesting to see what they're targeting and who they're targeting. And if it's your competitor, then hey, you just got some free insights.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of stuff like that. And with Facebook, there is a ton. And I think probably Facebook's probably one of the better ones. Someone might argue it might be others, but you can get a ton of data. And I think we're going to have, like you said, when we were talking about this, Marty, we're going to have Marty on to talk about just the craziness that you can do with it.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll probably be a much longer show than 20 minutes.
And your head will be spinning, of course.
Yep. We might slow it down.
I don't know if that's possible.
I think I can slow it down when I edit the video. when I edit the podcast, or maybe you can. I mean,
that might actually be a service to people. You know, slowing down Marty, editing. You know, people recording him and slowing him down, and really understanding. Anyway,
if you ever want to figure out how magic is done, watch some magic on YouTube and slow it down to like 0.25. You can see the sleight of hand stuff.
Oh.
Just if I want to ruin that for you.
Interesting.
I may have done that before because I was trying to. They didn't. They fooled Penn and Teller, but they certainly fooled me. But Twitter ads and Facebook ads have lots of interesting crossover data that I think, as a content marketer and SEO, you should really look at. So if you're go ahead.
Well, no, that's what I was going to say. Maybe before jumping into it, maybe just give a quick brief overview of why audience, why Twitter audience, why Google, why. Like, why even do this? Like, how is it going to be helpful for people?
I think a lot of people have personas that are... I think there's... For when people create personas, a lot of that I've seen over the years, and I'm probably guilty of creating some that are kind of a little bit not very specific as well, they either go completely crazy and are super, super detailed, or they go the opposite and they're so vague that... it doesn't help anyone.
Right.
And as an SEO, you come in and it's like, okay, or even a PPC person or social, and you're like, oh, what kind of personas? What are the buying cycles and this stuff? And people are like, what? Hmm. Like, we have no idea. And if you have a customer list or some sort of, you know, email list in Google, in Facebook and stuff, you can upload these lists and do lookalikes.
Well, that's what I was curious. Are there any tools or anything out there or any kind of documents that anybody's put together that helps with creating personas, I wonder?
Yes. We should probably do a show about that in the future.
All right. So, to be TBA. All right.
Yeah, I don't think we've covered it. But for me, when I'm working on some content and stuff, and especially if it's like, if I was going to hire Avalanche to do some visual content before, and I've done it in the past when I worked at a large agency and we had to brainstorm large pieces of content, you start to look at, okay, you know, sure, we can create this really boring infographic, or even we'll go crazy and we'll create an interactive thing, and it's going to be about our product. No one cares. So what can we figure out that people that like XYZ also like?
Gotcha.
And we did this in the past where we just thought about what do people that purchase from our one e-commerce client like? And a lot of it was outdoor stuff, what's outdoors. And I probably used this example multiple times, but we just started thinking in what else they would do in other stores they shop at, what other activities would be included. And we came up with, because I'm here for spring training too, baseball spring training. And we created content around melding sports and outdoor stuff, because you're outdoors, so you either need blankets. You know, we were in the outfield the other day. We needed a blanket. Where are you going to get a blanket from?
Yep.
Not in your MLB or NFL. I mean, you can, but sorry, Fanatics. but you can buy it from them. You can buy it from lots of places. But there's also a lot more that people might want. Like, there were some people with crazy coolers and chairs and, like, all sorts of stuff. So it's a crossover for someone like an REI, that sells outdoor stuff, or an outdoor, any sort of outdoor place, even a Target. Like, if they were going to create some content around, you know, it's almost spring, they want some spring stuff, people are going to be outside watching their kids playing baseball or the football game, oh, they need chairs, well, let's do an infographic around that, or let's do some content around that.
And this is where you're saying,
this is a little bit simpler, but so if you're depending on your industry, you might not have such clean, easy ideas,
right?
And that's where these audience overlaps kind of are interesting.
And while you're going through this whole process, this is where you're saying that Google has a really good, Facebook has a really good platform to be able to help you build that correctly.
Yeah, I think it does. And it can give you an idea of what the audience would look like. So you can, and I started creating one in Twitter today just for giggles for, you know, people that are talking about the Chicago Cubs, that have mentioned the spring training and have an interest in baseball. And it's telling me that there's 2.75 to 3.3 million people.
Oh, wow. And from what I've seen from these, and even listening to Marty too, and I don't know exactly on maybe Twitter or Pinterest, but I know Facebook still is, you know, from what he was saying, it's still very, very affordable. I mean,
yeah,
comparatively.
Well, and I'm not even saying just advertising. I mean, that's a completely another topic we can talk about, of using these. But I'm thinking just for content ideas.
Oh, gotcha.
Of if I overlap this content, and I'm basically, when I hear Marty speak, I hear what I, when you're Susan or, you know, Eckville talking about, like, anyone that talks about PPC tools and social paid tools, I think about how I can use those in my day-to-day PPC and Facebook, but also how, as an SEO, that gives me data that I don't get anywhere else.
Right. So when you're going through these tools,
or like similar one,
it was, oh yeah,
like to see where people are coming and going to what other sites.
Well, and that right there is what you're talking about, gives you those ideas for your SEO purposes, for your content purposes, that go above and beyond just like your normal suggestion tools.
Yeah. So sure, you can ask, you know, we've talked about it before, it's like different types of questions you can ask, but how can we frame something, or how can we slant it? What kind of, how can we take what we were going to do and make it interesting to more groups than another?
Right. It, like you said, it's the same process. Like, you know, we've been involved with mattresses forever. And if you just take the mattress itself, you know, it's kind of a boring product. I mean, you know, just the mattress. Okay. Think about that. But then when you start to think about all the things that go along on mattresses, I mean, obviously the fun stuff that people do on mattresses, but like sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleep problems. Like, yeah. I mean, you could take, I mean, just the sleep problems itself could be a whole series of ideas. And this is where you could get, even break that down even deeper into different categories within stuff like that. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. And you can find all sorts of interesting kind of overlaps from groups. And I know Marty will always talk about, like, the overlap from one group to another, like, trying to think what stuff he's talked about, but the...
Just with politics and...
Well, yeah, the politics and different things like that.
Journalism and...
Like, what people are interested in and what they're not. And then Pinterest even has it. So, like, electronics. Like, if you're an electronics store, or, like, say you sell camera gear.
Yeah.
Camera people probably go hiking. They probably do this. What other interests beyond that might they have? So if you were to go through any of these tools and start building up, all right, you know, I only want people interested in Canon or Nikon or Panasonic or Luminex, like specific brands, or maybe I want them that only like mirrored, like really detailed. What are those people like? What other things do they like to do?
Are they landscape people? Are they night photography? And then there's all sorts of different subcategories within that. Because like when you're talking about this, I'm thinking, okay, probably one of the last things people are thinking of when it comes to photography is like flashlights.
Yeah.
But even having like certain little cubes and how many lumas and things like that, and the right kind of flashlights and lights. If you're doing light painting or light trails or even light art type stuff with your photography, like it's crazy because it's like some, you know, like I said, it's not something that you would think of automatically with I'm going to buy a camera. But if you're in it and you're diving that deep, it gives you all those more ideas.
Yeah. And it just makes me think of, like, even from a product standpoint, the number of suitcases, of course, then the they started banning them, I believe. But
With the batteries?
Yeah, with the batteries. Like, what is the one thing that drives everyone crazy that travels in it as sits at airports, besides those fake stickers of outlets?
Oh, I hate those people.
I think those are funny.
They are funny, but I haven't fallen for anybody, for any of them, but I think they're evil.
But that's just a... This is our product. It gets your suit. It holds your stuff. But we know that most of the people that buy them are business travelers or families with kids, and their kids have all these devices, or business travelers have devices and phones. Why don't we put a battery in it and charge it for you?
Yeah.
Or I've also seen coolers now that have batteries or speakers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like they're taking just, you know, what people do with it and integrating into the product. So if they can do that for a product, why can't we do that with content and using what else people are interested in? And, you know, Google audiences. And then there's also the other thing I like is talk, if you're an SEO person, talk to your paid team about their display marketing.
Mm.
Because, I mean, we had also listed down for like Google audiences. You can upload and do lookalikes and figure out if you have display going on. If you're not doing targeting on specific sites, what are those sites? You're getting traffic from certain places, but where are the conversions coming from?
Right.
And is it certain industries? Is it certain types of, like, is it financial sites? And maybe you sell, I don't even know, like, you know, this types of printer. I'm just looking at something in Matt's office.
or even just the fact that, you know, I mean, I wonder how someone would have targeted us to be able to sell stickers to us, you know, owning the business of digital podcast.
I don't know, but once I bought one, I started getting like four more.
Yeah.
So clearly, the sticker companies are doing a whole lot of Facebook, like, you know, lookalikes and stuff like that, because I went to one site and suddenly I had three more of them targeting me.
But that's just it. They're doing that right. They're following the personas and anyway.
Yeah. But I think there's just a lot there that sometimes we SEOs are so involved in. We talked about before, like just keywords. I think looking at these types of paid audiences and looking for content ideas beyond the normal, you know, we're gonna answer all these questions. I think this just kind of makes it gives you another thing to do, but it also can add more to your personas that you can add into it and kind of build them out more. And yeah, here there's Facebook ad, the Facebook thing. But it gives you, we all like numbers for, you know, and I just saw someone post recently, it was like, what is the most reliable In 2019, what is the most reliable keyword search data, you know, tool or source that you all use? For those that really want to be able to compare apples to apples, Twitter, Pinterest, you know, Google, and Facebook all give you estimated daily or potential reach for people. So if you want to see what the true, you know, cross number of people is, it's right here. You can compare it. So if someone internally within your company kind of questions whatever, why would we go for, you know, why would someone that's traveling to Dallas care about this soccer team? Well, this is why.
So, and just kind of wrapping it up here, I just I want to pose this question, and because, you know, we've already talked about this being the 101 session, if you will, and we're going to have Marty on to give us the more, you know.
Oh, by the way, Marty, you're going to be on sometime soon.
Hi, Marty. Love you. But, you know, if this is the 101 session and we have people that are brand new to personas, this is maybe the first time they've really kind of heard about it, or maybe they've heard a little bit about it.
Or you last did a persona in 2016, which is also very often probably the case too.
There you go.
When's the last time you revisited your personas?
So what advice do you have for those guys? Like, where do they go from here with this information?
I think personas is its own beast, and we'll have to do a show about that. But I think from an SEO standpoint,
that's what I mean, for SEO and content marketing with these personas.
I think if you, you know, as you're looking at 2019, you're like, well, we have a budget and we're going to do something cool. Think about ways to target either your audience in ways that they wouldn't expect, or think about ways to target people that would be like your audience using these types of tools, and find different ways, different pieces of content. And it might give you ideas for different sites to go after for links to get in front of them. One time when I was working for the one HR kind of company, we realized just how much, when I broke down our clients, I figured out that most of them are like 1 to 3 people startups or something like that. Mm. I forget what the breakout was. But they were like really small startups. And I was like, well, what kind of sites would they care about? And I started looking at like the sites that would talk specifically about starting a business, the podcasts and the different sites and blogs that would talk about that stuff. And I started looking at ways for us from an SEO content production side, what could we put on our site? And then also, how could I get on those sites that have audiences, whether it was through advertising, you know, link building, guest posting, you know, whatever it was, sponsorship, how could I get on those sites in front of those people and get them over?
Right on.
And you can test it through advertising to see if there's, you know, what they really have for a reach. But I think from an SEO standpoint, it gives you ideas for link building. It gives you ideas for content creation. It can help you expand upon your personas that perhaps maybe are old or just really simple.
Perfect. And it's beyond just keywords.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, very good. Well, for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media, and we appreciate you guys hanging in with us and you know, checking out this session. So, as always, we will be back with other ones, but make sure and, you know, if you have any audience or persona questions, you know, related to SEO, related to content marketing, reach out to us. Dave and I are very available on Twitter, and we look forward to having you guys back on another one of these sessions. So we will catch you on another one. Bye, guys.